Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
How do, peeps?
Hello, hello!
How do?
Double Z!
Howdy, people! How do?
Double Z got kicked off. Double Z is
not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ. All right.
We're going to start that. A little later show.
We're starting on a high note. We can only go down from here.
Literally.
What the fuck is going on?
Literally a high note.
Hey.
Yeah.
I was going
to. Let me explain to you what happened, Rufus.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I stayed. You got kicked off again because of Blog Talk Radio. And then it started playing an old show, even though I had, like, made that show not the intro music.
Really?
Who fucking knows?
Well, I'll probably saved our ass anyways.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always manage to. We do Blog Talk Radio better than Blog Talk Radio does Blog Talk Radio.
Not that that's saying very much. Because it's definitely not.
That's true. If I had Down syndrome and was a crack addict, I could manage Blog Talk Radio better than they can.
And luckily you are both.
And that's why I can do it.
You have crack. Sir, I can't today. I have crack. How are you doing today, Rufus?
I'm doing good. Your audio is kind of rough still. I don't know if that's a Skype thing or a you thing or a Blog Talk Radio thing.
Rough how? Plain rough, please.
Well, it sounds technically rough, not like your voice is actually fucked. Like there's some technological obstacle in place.
Any better now?
Yeah, it's a little better. Are you called into BTR on Skype?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Should I try to join you on Skype for the video?
Yeah.
Afraid of what will happen?
Yes. Let's see. The whole world will probably blow up.
Okay, well, I can. Okay.
Okay.
Can you see me?
You're spinning. Your face is spinning. Come on.
I can barely hear you.
Block Talk Radio is.
Hang on. Let me mute me.
Hang on.
All right. I'm muted in Skype.
There you go. I think that helps.
Your audio is really wonky. I think BTR is having a problem with the Skype interface.
You know what? I bet you it's not BTR, dude. I bet it's the stupid microphone cord. Hold on a second.
I'm betting that helped somewhat.
Yeah, it helped somewhat.
Well, I think what the problem was, my audio sounded fucked up because it was using the computer audio or the computer microphone for my voice. Now I've got my microphone hooked up.
Ah, beautiful. I still can't see it like last time.
Really? Because I can see me. I can see me and I can see you.
You got the best of both worlds.
What's so crazy is you don't even know how many visual cues I give you during a show when I think you can see me and you actually can't. And I'm like, oh, fuck,
no,
he can't even see me.
I do know now because I listened to the last show, and it's pretty obvious. I don't think an average listener would pick up on it, but there were so many instances where I was like, oh, man, we're talking over each other when we shouldn't be, only because we can't see each other.
Right. And I wonder why you can't see me. I don't get it. Let me try something here. It says my video is turned off. Now I'm going to turn my video back on. It's not letting me turn my video back on.
I just see the slothy icon guy with the yellow tie and the dress shirt. Maybe if I turn my video off.
Now it's not even letting me turn it back on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay, now mine's off.
Yeah.
Now mine's back on. No, I still can't see you.
I don't know why it's not offering for me to like, turn mine back on. What the fuck? Oh, Rufus. If we'll ever learn the complexities of the internet webs, we will surely be able to be reckoned with.
Yeah, let's hope it happens in our lifetime.
What sucks is if it's not showing my face, that we're not getting it on the call recorder either.
Well, I don't know. If you're seeing it on your end, if you're seeing both of us on your end, and you're recording it from – oh, you're not.
No, I'm not seeing it on my end, and it's not letting me select to turn the camera back on my end.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
So many wild things happening. Anyways, I started my annual workout regimen today.
Oh, really? How'd that
go? Well, I mean you know what? I'll tell you what. The good news was that the chest pains did not get any worse with exertion. I mean, I don't know if I don't know if it's possible for them to get any worse, but but they did not get worse. I wasn't doubled over like I had planned on.
Excellent. I guess that's a good start.
Yeah, if I survive tonight, I guess I'll probably try to kill myself with exercise again tomorrow, just to see how healthy I am.
So what is the routine? What do you do? What you got going on?
Basically, I just run. I just run. I would like to do a treadmill, an elliptical trainer, but I can't get comfortable doing it. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure. I know it's better for you to do an elliptical, but I just can't get comfortable on the elliptical. I feel like Frankenstein or something.
Which one is the elliptical?
It's like you do your arms and your legs at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we've got one, and I stopped using it pretty shortly after I started using it. It's very odd.
I know. It's like
made my hips hurt.
Best for you.
You don't move in a way you're supposed to move. It just made my hips and my back were fucking killing me. I was like, what's this?
Yeah, you know what? I like to take a little time off between workouts, you know, 6 or 8 months. So I feel like I'm pretty well rested to get back into it now.
It's called recovery time.
Right. This is how it works, dude. This is what I do. I'll start exercising, right? And I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. Then I stop until I start having chest pains. Then I test myself to see if it's going to kill me. And if it doesn't, I'm like, oh, I guess it's not my heart. I guess I just have pains all the time in one
chest
arm.
Chest pains are the body's way of saying, hey, let's fuck with an elliptical until we get tired of it and then go back to just hanging out.
You know what I did think of in this? I think we could solve the world's energy crisis by finding a way to harness the energy that's created when people work out in prison. They should probably be able to do a whole prison on the power generated when those guys work out.
I read a news story a few months ago. I don't remember all the specifics now, but there is a prison doing that. Of course, it's not in America because it makes sense. But there's a prison in like England or some other foreign country where they're smarter than us, where prisoners can earn like points and money and free time and shit by pedaling, and the money or the energy is like stored and it powers the prison and like nearby neighborhoods and shit.
Totally makes sense. You know what, though? I don't want any of your blood electricity. We could start, like, little kids doing it. Why not put it on, like, all the playground equipment at schools?
Well, kids are fat as fuck these days. They need to exercise.
Right.
Why can't we at least get the lights turned on as a result of it? Get those
Too
fat
bad
little
you
bastards
can't
out there running around.
Too bad you can't harness the energy of someone eating a French fry.
That's true. You know what? If you could plug a USB cable into their heart, which is obviously operating at 4 times the maximum speed allowed by the human body, then you could at least power a 2-bedroom apartment.
How long do you think before someone invents like kinetic clothing that creates electricity, and you just like can plug your phone or something into it just by rustling? I mean, static electricity kind of proves that energy is created while you're moving, just on your clothing itself.
Well, it's existed with wristwatches for a long time. I mean, like high-end wristwatches, they have what I think Rolex has, like self-winding watches that you never have to wind them or change a battery. Just your natural motion while wearing it keeps it fucking like wound, and it's not even electrical. It's just your clockwork
right.
People who make clocks are fucking geniuses.
You'd have to be. You have to be a genius and have really good eyesight. I mean, I'm guessing the average watchmaker works about 5 years at their prime until they're probably legally blind.
That's true. You also have to be a genius just to read an analog watch. I don't even know what the hands mean anymore.
You know what? As a nod to the past, I wear an analog watch, Rufus. And Skype was working to full capacity, you could see me holding it up to the thing right now.
That's true. I'm just kidding. I have an analog watch as well. I'm not wearing it.
Oh, Rufus. You know what? I'm going to have to ask you to hold it. Okay, there you go. Not that I don't want to go digital. I just can't afford it yet. I'm saving up.
No, oddly, it fits in. The only reason I'm wearing a digital watch is because I wear it when I run because it's got a heart meter on it.
You know what? You know what's ironic, dude, is probably the most ironic hipster thing you could do is buy an Apple Watch and then put it on the analog watch mode.
No shit. It's pretty hipster that there even is that mode to put it on. That's funny.
A hipster actually has one. It's just an hourglass that just like flips back and forth.
That's right. Oh, and
making hourglass watches.
Instead of the Google Maps or Apple Maps, it has like a sextant, so you can look at the stars and calculate your fucking trajectory to get to the fucking coffee house.
It's a holographic sextant. It comes out of the top of the watch when you buy a certain prism to put over the top of it.
That's right. It's only $1.99 in the Apple store. The eye sextant.
You know what? You can plot your own course. Plot your course on a giant map. Using your iWatch.
Nice.
Is that what it's called? Oh, my God. I can imagine all these hipsters traveling around with, like, these giant fucking maps in, like, those map cases that you had in the olden days.
That's right. Big rolls and big, like, long cases with small little brass handles.
It would be, like, I mean, if you can carry your jug of beer in a fucking handcrafted leather thing, why not a map,
yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Well, we just started the next trend. That's
we did. Let's
put that up there with the beaver tooth button.
That's what we do, man. We start trends.
That is what we do. You know what? I'm actually intrigued by the idea of a digital watch that is just a fucking hourglass now.
That would be kind of cool.
I mean, there's no reason you couldn't digitally redo an hourglass to, like, show you exactly what time it is.
No. I mean, if you have an hourglass, you have the demarcations on it.
Right.
The digital sand goes down, and you can see what time it is. Simple. Goddamn, we've done it again.
It's like we've reinvented the hourglass. We reinvented time.
It's Hourglass 2.0.
It is. Hourglass 2016. You know what? I'm actually going to search the app store right now for an Hourglass app. You know there's got to be one.
Yeah, there is. Man, you're going to shatter our dream. But
yep.
Yeah, surely
Sorry.
There is one.
I'm spelling that for everybody. Hourglass sand timer. Yep. It's not as cool as ours, though. This one just tells you how much time goes by. It doesn't actually have, like, little demarcations on it that will tell you analog. See, that's like the digital hourglass right there because it has the time in digital increments instead of, like, just on the hourglass itself like we're planning.
Oh, wait. Ours is already better.
Right. Ours is more, I like to say ours is more realistic. Ours is getting more back to the olden days.
And then we can sell, like, colored sand, virtual sand with in-app purchases. So you can upgrade to the blue sand or the purple sand or your favorite team's color sand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what you can do? You can have it so when the sand falls, dude, it could, like, tell you the headlines that are happening on right then, or, like, the score to the game, or, like, dude, so the sand falls, like, in the shape of your favorite mascot, or, like you said, the team, like, your favorite team.
That's not a bad idea, really. You may have turned this into a real thing whenever you said that when it reaches a certain point, you get headlines. Damn.
Why not? We did it. We did it again. How many minutes into the show? And I even got kicked off once.
Hardly any. Hardly any minutes. And we've revolutionized time.
I have to tell you what happened to me while I was jogging, actually. So I'm on this treadmill that this is a treadmill in my house, which I haven't been on in like 2 years, unfortunately. So I get on it and I'm jogging, right? Well, actually, I'm walking at first. I'm like, I'm just going to walk for a minute. And then, you know, I walk for a little while. Then I jog a little bit. Then I'm like, not staying there, but I go back to walking for a minute. And then it starts going really fucking super fast, right? And like up and down and shit. And I'm just a little high. Well, I'm not a little high. I'm like regularly high. And I'm thinking, oh my God, first I'm thinking the thing is fucking broken, right? I'm like, it's going to fucking spit me off going 100 miles an hour or whatever. Then it starts slowing down and going down. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm starting to think that, like, the people who lived here before, it's like someone died and there was an evil spirit and it's controlling the fucking treadmill. I mean, seriously, what the fuck is going on? Then I realized that this treadmill has a mode that I never even knew about before where you push a button and it, like, sets up a course for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, to, like, run through. And I could think to myself is I never – push that fucking course because it almost killed me just in the 30 seconds I was doing.
The elliptical that we have that I didn't know it was called an elliptical until you described it. It has courses like that that make as if using an elliptical isn't just bizarre enough. It does that too. It's like you're going up a hill and then you're going faster and stuff. And yeah, it's a hip buster. It makes your hips pop.
Dick buster. That nothing worse than a dick buster. Except for Black and Decker pecker wrecker.
What the fuck is that?
That's the one thing that's worse than Dick Buster. Here's how I found myself like gauge. You know, this every treadmill has like a calorie meter on it. So I'm running, and I like get to like 96 calories. I'm like, yes, dude, that's one Miller Lite. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, okay, when I get to 292 or whatever, I'm like, that's two Miller Lights or whatever. And then I thought to myself, this is fucking ridiculous because to burn off all the beer that I drink in a day, I would probably have to do a fucking Ironman or something. So I just give up.
Miller Lite should sponsor an Ironman.
They should. They probably do. Called the Iron Liver. The Iron Liver series.
The Rusty Liver.
The Rusty Liver, yes. The FO3 liver. Isn't that rust? That's me reaching real deep back to high school chemistry days.
Wow, I forgot all that crap.
Where the two things I learned were delta T, which is change in temperature, which is a fancy way of saying change in temperature, and FeO3, which is rust. Pretty impressive, eh? That's everything I know. I have completely exhausted my brain now. Expect me to be mush the rest of the night.
Well, speaking of jogging, let me tell you some jogging stories. Because I jog 3 days a week. Not much, like 2 miles. A mile and a half. I end up walking about half a mile. And I jog on this road that passes our house and dead ends literally almost exactly a half mile away, which is cool. So I know that if I do back and forth, that's 1 mile. But it's a dead-end dirt road in the middle of the fucking woods. And lately, when I'm jogging, I'll hit a point where I hit a spider web. We have spiders in these woods that are fucking insane. And they'll build spider webs that are like 6 feet fucking tall to cover the road. And you'll be jogging, and you're like, suddenly, holy fuck, in this gigantic spider web. So now I've got to drive my vehicle up to knock off all the spider webs. And I swear to God, the other day I was driving up, and it was like a horror movie. First of all, there was nothing, and then I get really into the thick of it, and there was a spider web that was literally the size of the the vehicle, a Ford Explorer, with one big-ass black spider right in the middle, and it just covered the windshield, and that black spider was, like, right fucking there. And so whatever, I knocked it down. It's terrifying. But I also used to do this job listening to podcasts, most recently ours. But the other day, my phone was dead, so I was like, I'm just going to go do it without listening to anything. And I was terrified the whole fucking time because this is going through the thick of the woods on a dirt road, and all I could hear was, like, critters and shit, like, breathing and scurrying around and, like, scratching on shit in the woods. And I was like, man, never
How
again.
How unpeaceful.
It's totally unpeaceful.
How unpeaceful the sound of nature is.
I mean, on the one hand, I'm like, I'm sure that's been happening all the time. So that's terrifying that I could have been mauled or eaten at any point. And two, I'm like, it's double terrifying now that I can hear it. But I mean, really, it's just like, it's going to be like panthers and black bears and shit out there just watching me like I'm a fucking buffet, like a sushi buffet on one of those treadmills going by. So
it goes from being the most perfect thing ever to being like a scene from Deliverance just because you can hear it.
It's not tranquil, dude. It's, you see commercials of people driving through
the woods.
Oh, yeah, no. No, the woods aren't tranquil. They're fucking terrifying unless you get
the
buds in.
They are. Dangerous. Well, you know what's weird is, I mean, bears are getting closer to people all the time now. I mean, bears come up on people's porches and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because probably not. I mean, do you guys have bears down there? What is the predatory animal of Arkansas other than the Razorback?
We got coyotes. We do have black bears, friendly black bears. There's like a lodge here that you can rent, you know, as a vacation, and it's included in the package is a bear hunt. You can go on a black bear hunt. So
you know, I was watching
bear.
This. There's been a lot of bear sightings about where I live now, and about where I live now, and I guess apparently for years they've been telling people to like lay down and play dead, and they finally figured out that was wrong.
Really?
Even though they've been telling people to do it. It took like 150 years of telling people just to play dead to say, you know what, playing dead, not such a good idea when you're faced with a bear. I think I'll take my chances running.
Well, if you're dead, isn't that when the bear's like, oh, cool, now I can eat this thing?
Exactly. I don't have to chase this. I'll just eat this piece of meat that's laying down in front of me.
Exactly.
Turns out,
fucking berries and shit. Now here's a dead human being. Sweet.
It turns out that that was an old Indian trick. They used to tell the settlers just to play dead when they ran across a bear, so the Indians could run away, and the stupid white people would get eaten by fucking bears. That's what happened to the Roanoke colony, apparently.
Indians, too fucking smart. That's why we had to resort to like tricking them
smallpox.
Into getting smallpox because they were crafty.
They are. We showed them. We showed them with our bacterial medicines.
We cheated and won. We.
Where does smallpox come from? That it was never here before, and we were nice enough to introduce it.
I guess Europe somewhere. I don't fucking know.
I mean, because the bubonic plague is caused by fleas on rats, right?
I have no idea. There's been some recent cases of the bubonic plague.
I know, yeah. There's like 6 or 10 a year in the United States alone. A little scary if you think about it.
Epidemic. I mean, yeah, you're right. What does cause it? It's fucking terrifying. Well, what causes it and why doesn't it spread now? Probably hygiene. People aren't like dumping their feces out
right.
of the fucking window. And
imagine a rat diet back in the fucking Middle Ages. I mean, a rat probably basically just ate people's shit. And disgusting piss and whatever the fuck dirty meat was left rotting in the street. You know what I mean? Now a fucking rat has like a pretty cush fucking life. They can eat cat food or fucking whatever they want. They don't. Yeah, you know what? I just find that really now, Rufus, that rats are a lot more clean than they used to be. They like to wash their hands a lot more. They just have better hygiene.
Rats are the new man's best friend.
You've seen that internet thing where that rat is dragging that piece of pizza?
No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't seen that? You have to Google. Please Google Pizza Rat. People listening at home, please Google Pizza Rat as well. I'm sure that you've seen it. Of course, someone tried to do a double Pizza Rat setup, but it didn't take. But this fucking giant rat is dragging like this even bigger piece of pizza down a flight of stairs in Central Station or somewhere. And then the people scare him, and I'm like, man, it seems like the rat didn't even get to eat the fucking piece of pizza. What a fucking jip.
No shit. Let the rat, I mean, goddamn, if the dude's putting forth the effort to drag a goddamn giant piece of pizza around upstairs.
Right. I mean, let him finish it, for Christ's sake. I mean, I hope they were nice enough to, like, kick the pizza to the rat after they fucked it up for him. No, of course not. Turned out that the rat or the pizza was on a hook, and some bum caught the rat with the pizza and ate its head off. His name was Ozzy.
Wow. Bums are craftier than Native Americans then.
I was just going to say, everybody knows bums are too lazy to do that. Why would you do that when you can pull down 100K just begging?
That's true. Well, he wants to work for his money. He's making rat pelt fingerless gloves for New Yorkers.
Rat tattooey, if I may.
Yes, you may.
Wonder where the sick name for that fucking recipe comes from. I don't even think I want to know.
No, ratatouille. No, can't be good.
Let's see. Sandwiches are named about the Earl of Sandwich, so ratatouille must be about rats, French rats.
That logic, I'm quite safe in saying that's sound logic, yes.
That is, you know what, and that's the brain that brought you the sand... The sand timer watch.
That's right. The digital virtual hourglass watch.
The virtual hourglass. It just has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? The virtual hourglass.
It sounds so buzzwordy and trendy.
You know what? That is very I'm going to say that's the new organic. We just came up with the new organic. It's not just
this
a buzzword. It's a real thing.
It is
digital
real
thing. Hourglass. Virtual digital hourglass. Well, that's too much. That's too mouthful.
Just do the V digital. The V will be short for virtual. V digital hourglass. You got to have that sort of like lowercase acronym in there somewhere, like iPhone or I whatever. The V digital.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Good idea. Or you know what? Let's just call it the I hourglass until we get sued by the real hourglass people.
By the real hourglass people.
I mean, apparently Steve Jobs was a real dick, huh? When it comes down to it.
Apparently. That's what you would think. You know, I saw a really cool interview just recently with Steve Wozniak about this new movie, Steve Jobs, that came out. And he basically said, it was interesting what he said. The interview was really interesting. He said, yeah, pretty much everything you see is made up based on reality. It's like none of the events that happened in the movie ever fucking happened, but they crafted them in a way that told a legitimate story that really got the, you know, Steve Jobs' character across. But he's like, none of it happened, but at the same time, it was so fucking brilliant. And just the big picture characterization of him was so right on that he thinks it's a fucking brilliant movie. But he did defend Steve Jobs a little bit. He said, yeah, he was driven and focused and, you know, maybe too focused. But, you know, they do kind of ramp that up in the movie to make you – well, it's an entertainment movie, you know. It's not a documentary. It's a biopic or whatever. But it was a really cool interview with Steve Wozniak.
Steve Jobs?
Do what?
Who's playing Steve Jobs?
Some actor I'd never heard of until this movie came out, even though he's apparently big. I'm not into movies, so I'm not really.
Because I saw a horrible, I don't know if it was a television movie or whatever, but it was Ashton Kutcher was actually Steve Jobs. Have you seen this travesty of a fucking movie?
I have not. That came out a couple of years ago. I remember reading about it. I've never seen it. Apparently, it was so bad that they remade
the
entire fucking movie with somebody else.
It was so fucking bad, and it's not even Ashton Kutcher's fault. It's like the movie. I don't know. It just reminded me of like when you watch the Doors movie.
Yeah.
And they like have Jim Morrison's like sitting at the bar spouting off his fucking poetry. And you just know that's like not how it was done. You know what I mean? It's not like Jim sitting having a couple of beers and like thinking up super deep poetry. So I mean, it just was like that. He was like walking around spouting off billion-dollar ideas like we do on our show.
Well, that's funny because that's kind of what Steve Wozniak was saying. He's like, a lot of the vignettes and scenes in the movie did not happen that way. But he's like, I can see why they crammed in. So they created a scene that sort of encapsulated
the idea.
You know, Steve Jobs thinking, right? They catch, because it's you got to cram as much shit as you can in 2 hours. It's on a documentary. So that kind of makes sense. But if it's executed poorly, I guess it doesn't work. But, you know, Steve Wozniak, he was the second guy, and he thinks the movie's the shit. I mean, the new one, not the Ashton Kutcher one.
Well, switching gears a little bit, Rufus, you got a chance to watch the Democratic debate that happened a couple of weeks ago. What are your thoughts on that?
I watched some of it, as much as I could stomach. I mean, I think it's the only guy up there who seemed like a real fucking human being was Bernie Sanders, and the other guys, and I still don't know who the other guys are. They seem like either they were planted there just to kind of fill the spaces for Bernie and Clinton to go at it. But I got the sense that they're genuinely want to do what they want to do, but they're just not as bright and as experienced. I kind of felt sad for the other guys, honestly, because they were trying to get a word in edgewise. And even one of them was like, well, you let them talk for 20 fucking minutes. Can I have 10 seconds? And I was like, oh. That's true. But then he spoke, and I was like, you're not a Bernie Sanders. You know, I'm sorry,
but
dude.
When they spoke, I'm like, you know what, dude? Why are you speaking? They kept referencing, like, the same fucking three things. One guy's, like, some fucking bill that no one's ever heard of or fucking cares about. You know what I mean? The other guy, like, I voted this way on this or whatever, where the vote was 90-1. You know, who fucking cares? I mean, you know, the one thing that I noticed about the whole thing was that Bernie Sanders talked about the fucking issues. He's the only one. To me, it seemed like Hillary, all she did was like, she just seemed over-prepared. Like someone had given her everyone. I'm sure they thought of every possible fucking question that they could ask her. Yeah. And she just was a puppet. Yeah. She was just practiced. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, to me, is the only one that fucking talked about the issues at all. And, I mean, it's like he's personally crying out for people to march on fucking Washington and have a revolution.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a violent revolution. You know what I mean? The normal person could stop the fucking government or big business by stopping doing just a couple of things, probably. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
And we could do a lot of it just by voting for fucking Bernie Sanders. I mean, it was so evident to me that Clinton was really just a well-coached, overly practiced puppet. She was going through the motions. And even like yesterday, I saw a headline that she was giving a speech somewhere in the South. She even faked a Southern accent in the speech. And people
Oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
She's a
robot. Yeah, I'm on Rush Report.
She probably ate some ribs and automatically started talking in a Southern drawl.
I'm for you, people. Yeah. No, well,
we're all in
this
together. Yeehaw.
But, yeah, she just seems like such a phone. I mean, she might be right. Her thinking might be in the right place. But she's at this point, I think she's so contaminated by the whole political showbiz bullshit.
Yes.
That,
yeah.
No.
You know what, dude? You need to come up with a catchphrase or a word that sums up political show business in one fucking word. What would that be? You're quite the wordsmith.
Geez.
Why don't you come up with a good one for us?
I'll have to do some research on that.
Paula business. Paula.
Show-itics. Show politics? I don't know. This political
show
really
business
is pretty. pretty good by itself. Political showbiz.
It is. I'm going to give you that. It's not a buzzword yet. I mean, we need it. We need to marry him to make it a buzzword, but I think you're well on your way to something.
I just did the V hourglass.
Well, dude, you're just a machine. You're a fucking machine.
Jesus Christ.
Get to work.
Here we go. Show business ticks. No, that doesn't work.
There you go. Keep coming up with those gems, and you'll never have to power your own prison cell light. Your own 100 bulb light, 100 watt bulb. You know what? What would they do, dude? What if we started some kind of movement? That was like, yeah, we're not paying taxes. 100,000 people have decided not to fucking pay taxes, or 250. I mean, if 1 million people got together and decided they were going to pay taxes, then I mean, I think that'd be the easiest movement to start. Because first of all, people don't like to pay taxes, right? It's kind of a pain in the ass. So if you just were like, you know what, we're starting a 2016 tax return day, tax holiday for America. No one has to fucking pay taxes till shit gets fucking sorted out in this country.
I think it would be very easy to get support for it and people on board, but individually people wouldn't do it. They'd be too afraid. They'd be like, yeah, let's not pay taxes, and be like, well, I'm going to pay my tax. The other guy, he'll stand up for it. I think getting people, that many people to not do it just based on fear of the fucking IRS and shit, you get a lot of people that believe in it, but they just won't do it.
If you got a lot of them together, it's not like they could jail everybody. I mean, not that they wouldn't fucking try, that's for sure. They'd be thinking all the revenue they could pump up by putting a bunch of fucking people in jail. You know, I mean, these privately run jails, man, that has turned the whole world on its fucking ear for me. In the disgustingness of shady dealings in politics and governments and big business. You know what I mean? The privatized prison, the way they make money is fucking insanity to me.
It is. They make money off of people. I mean, like literally, not like employees, of like incarcerating people. They're like, we need more warm bodies in here to pay your paycheck.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you if someone went to the trouble to do – you know, remember when the government was paying like $400 for a toilet seat and like $355 for a hammer and shit? I guarantee you if they got down and dirty into the finances of a prison and the government – you know, the government has to write checks to prisons, obviously. I mean, they have to pay for part of it, I would imagine. I mean, it's kind of guaranteed money. Whatever you make over the top of that is just like icing on the cake. That they are paying like $250 for a fucking bottle of aspirin, or you know, $500 for a pair of fucking shoes and shit like that.
You know, I read today actually that in, I think it was Holland, again over in Europe where they do shit better than us apparently. That
they're more civilized.
They sectioned off a portion of the city, and they built housing, and for homeless people. Particularly addicts. And it cost them, just to give these homeless people places to live, to spend the night, instead of putting them in prison, it cost them like $200 less per person. So a lot of people would be like, well, why are we going to give homeless people this shit? Well, again, I'm talking about like homeless addicts, you know, people who would get arrested for drugs and thrown in jail. Now, why would we give them that? You know, that's just you know, encouraging them. Well, so what if it's encouraging them? They're adults, they can do what they want, but it costs a hell of a lot less than putting them in prison, because the prisons are privately owned and they're going to, you know, rape the shit out of the fucking bank books.
Well, and when you put someone in a prison, dude, I don't care for how small the fucking offense it is, you ruin somebody's life. I mean, you don't get out of prison and get a fucking job, you know what I mean? Once you go, like a weird thing happens to someone who goes into prison. They don't ever come out like the same person. You know what?
Oh.
If we want to solve the crisis of energy, dude, maybe we just try to harness all the fucking energy from all the gay sex, forced gay sex happening in the prisons. There's your fucking moneymaker.
We could do that. We could put batteries on people's asses so, like, whenever the negative and the positive come together in a thrusting motion, it creates a charge.
Right, like a piston. Just like a fucking electronic piston. I think we just need a couple of magnets to pull this off, don't we? in a car battery.
And a bar of soap.
And some Viagra.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine dosing a prison with Viagra? Good Lord.
I'm sure. I wonder if there's a lot of Viagra on the inside. You never hear of anybody getting busted with Viagra.
They could probably make Viagra with like a hot pocket they get from the commissary and a half
a
fork.
A piece of tinny foil.
They figured it out, dude.
You know what? Prison just goes to show you that people are kind of ingenious. Have you seen this way they got like passing these notes? Even in like the maximum security prisons and shit, what they call it kiting, where they like tie these paper to those strings and shit.
Oh, yeah, and they, like, whip them underneath the door and shit, and somebody else grabs it with a coat hanger or something.
Yeah, no, they, like, fish it out with another piece of string with, like, a piece of fucking paper tied to it. I guess that the prisons aren't that smart. I mean, obviously the prisons won't let that happen because you could really stop that just by putting, like, some kind of plastic divider down the middle of the fucking hallway.
Yeah.
And then all that shit is over.
You think
how about a thing
goes
under the door?
Let me ask you this, because I've thought about this before. With all that ingenuity that prisoners have with, you know, passing notes or making shivs or whatever, that's pretty smart. Do you think if you were ever incarcerated that you could escape from prison? Could you observe the routine and the structure and find a way and be like, I'm going to be out of here and escape from prison?
I like to think so.
I bet I could do it.
I do like to think so.
I could. I could totally do it. I'm just charming.
I don't think it would be that
guard.
That's what I would do. I would just wine and dine some female guard with some couple of ramen dinners by candlelight. Maybe we split a beef jerky and a Mountain Dew that I got from the commissary.
Some of the toilet wine that you made and it's in a Ziploc bag on the
right,
shelf.
Right, yeah. A hand-rolled cigarette made out of some stuffing from a bed and some of my hair.
And then once you get a pants off, you just put them on in her shirt and just walk out the door.
I just walk right out. I grow my hair long. No, dude, I like to think of it that I'll escape and that hot chick from the prison will be waiting for me in a brand new Trans Am. Like a mile down the road, and we just ride off into the sunset like Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, my God, a Trans Am. Sammy Hagar
Fuck
has
yeah,
a song
like
called Trans Am. I can hear that in the background.
You know what? Not a Trans Am, a Firebird.
Ooh, Firebird. With the T-tops?
Fuck yes, gold with T-tops, dude. Hell
nice.
Yes. 6.0.
You'll be prison in style.
Fuck yeah. You know what I would do, too? As soon as I got behind the wheel, I'd just lay me a big old fucking burnout. Smoke them. Smoke them for a city block.
That's right. Smoke them for a city. Do like a 10-minute a donut in the prison parking lot while they're mobilizing.
That's what I would do. Sadly enough, that's what 93% of incarcerated people would do if they ever escaped. They decided to do a donut in the parking lot at the prison.
They spend too much time thumbing their noses at the guards until the guards are like, okay, we got you now.
Exactly. I think that's, you know what? That just shows to go you how easy it is on the inside. They go to all this trouble to escape just to get caught again in less than 5 minutes.
That's true.
So I don't know what we're going to do moving forward. I think Jeb Bush is your man.
Is he? What? No. My man. Bernie Sanders is my man. What are you talking about?
There is, I mean, really, this is so funny because I watched that debate, then I watched some people, you know, quote unquote, there was like a 2-hour show afterwards of people debating about the debate, of course. It was the debate squared. And the lady who was representing the Republican Party, right, she was some kind of GOP specialist. She said, I'll tell you what I did here at this debate was that this was a real debate. But when we watched the GOP or the Republican debate, it was just a bunch of people squabbling about stupid shit. There was no one said anything about any of the fucking issues. Nothing. I mean, this is a lady who's obviously a Republican and loves Republican politics, but she's like, we do not have a legitimate debate. We have an argument over whose hair is bigger or whose brother is an idiot. You know what I mean? There's no real issues ever talked about.
That's absolutely true. That is true. I listen to a lot of talk radio, mainly because I just get tired of the fucking classic rock station playing the same five songs over and over again. And even, like, the hardcore Republicans are like, Jesus fucking Christ, you know, what the fuck is up with these candidates who don't talk about shit that means anything? You know, it's like a hen party of, you know, even fucking candidates just pecking each other on the foot, not saying anything.
People being stoked about Donald Trump or whatever is a barometer of how fucking pathetic America is. Okay, now, I'm saying that America is so pathetic, if fucking Chris Kardashian wanted to run for president, she probably would fucking win.
Yeah, she'd make it pretty far, for sure.
You know, and it's like we were saying last time, how do they not shut down all the internet and all of everything else and, like, make people watch the fucking debates? That is obviously government's influence or big business's influence over government. You know, people don't need to watch this stuff. Watch fucking American Ninja instead.
Well, you know, all the media is owned by, like, three fucking companies. So, yeah, you know, that's exactly. It's not a big, deep conspiracy. Yeah, it's the Koch brothers, the Rothschild. You know, it's like
who
three
are the
people.
Koch brothers? Who are they?
I don't know, but apparently they own everything.
I know.
The name comes up.
I'm, like, intrigued by these fucking people. I mean, I've never heard of them, but apparently they run fucking everything. How am I not knowing about the Koch brothers until now? We need to get in touch with them.
Because they're the men behind the curtain, apparently.
Not anymore. Not thanks to Bernie. See, I don't even want to look up the Koch brothers because now I'm going to end up probably admiring them somehow.
You might.
They're most notable. Okay, it's a family. Here's how you like. This is what I want people to say about my family one day. We're a family of industrialists. That's really fucking saying about somebody, isn't it?
Was that written in the 1800s? Do industrialists exist anymore?
Apparently they do. Here they have the second largest privately owned company in the United States, with 2013 revenues of $115 billion. I mean,
That's a lot.
They came up with a new cracking method for the refinement of heavy oil into gasoline. The dad did. Fred C. Cook. Oh, the four sons have been suing each other since the 1980s.
What's your connection to the media?
It just says political activities. They fund all these fucking super PACs. The Heritage think tank called the Heritage Foundation and the Cato Institute.
Okay.
Americans for Prosperity. They were involved in the Tea Party movement, which I'm not really sure what the fuck is the Tea Party. What was their whole deal?
Well, the Tea Party movement started off as a pretty legitimate fucking thing. They started off with, like, guys like us who were just like, fucking stay the fuck out of our way and get your hands out of our pockets, you know. But then it got overrun. But Glenn Beck was the first one who jumped on the Tea Party, and he sort of absorbed it and then turned it into this totally right-wing Republican thing. But it was basically more of a libertarian deal, but it got fucked and railroaded, so it's pretty much worthless.
Here's something interesting about the Koch brothers. I mean, keep in mind what they do for a living. They do gasoline and oil and all that shit. But the Koch brothers have played an active role in opposing climate change legislation. Organizations that the Koch brothers help fund, such as Americans for Prosperity, the Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute, and the Manhattan Institute, have actively been questioning global warming. Through Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers influenced more than 400 members of Congress to sign a pledge to vote against climate change legislation that does not include equivalent tax cuts. Boy, they've just fucking got their cake and eat it too, don't they?
So basically, they don't, quote unquote, believe in climate change because that means people will buy less oil and they'll be less rich.
Right. But if they do any legislation against it, they get an equivalent tax cut for their corporation.
Jeez, it's so fucking disgusting.
It is. How many people are even in fucking Congress? They include 400 members. How many congressmen can there be?
This isn't some scandal, some small-time scandal you're going to hear about on, like, Dateline NBC. This is shit that's influencing the fucking world as we know it, you know?
And you're just like, we can't do anything. I mean, it's so pretty fucking sad when your government's like, we can't stand up to the Koch brothers. They'll get mad.
Exactly.
They'll take their oil and go home. They're fucking nice. Yeah. Lock them up. Lock them up.
Well, they own the prisons, I'm sure.
Their oil. Let's overthrow the Koch brothers. I'm going to show them, dude. I'm never buying gasoline again until tomorrow.
Well, you know, it is surprising that electric cars are becoming kind of a thing. Of course.
Yes, it is.
Slowly, very slowly, and not for, like, average people.
No, but I did see, did you read that thing? You were telling me about the Consumer Reports thing on the Tesla?
I don't know about that particularly. We have talked about Tesla before.
That they were in Consumer Reports, they test drove a Tesla, right? And they actually had to make categories to give it cons because it was absolutely the most perfect car that they ever had driven before.
I can believe that from what I've read. Yeah.
I mean, obviously those guys know what they're doing. And you know what? I mean, here's how smart America is. We're like, we have these huge oil reserves and we're just sitting on them. Because we're like, hey, you know, someday we're going to need these oil reserves. And the deal is, we're not going to need the oil reserves because we're going to develop the technology that's going to make it so the oil reserves aren't even fucking necessary.
Right, but you have to wonder. I mean, there's so much money invested in oil. It is weird to me, and I'm an optimist, that electric cars are really becoming a thing. I mean, you would think that the oil companies would stamp it down, especially if they have as much influence as these brothers do over government. But I think it's the internet that has really sort of opened that up, so that, you know, guys like Tesla can get their shit right out to people.
Well, so, not only that. I mean, if you think about it, how did they make all the money? Who does the Tesla?
Who does the Tesla? Is it Elon? What's his name?
Musk, right?
Yeah.
Where
right,
did he make
right.
all his money? PayPal? Is he PayPal guy?
I think he is PayPal guy.
So in a weird way, internet did make it the possibility. This is the problem with the Koch brothers is guys like Elon Musk make a shitload of fucking money off the internet and then say, hey, you know what? Now I've got all this money. Let's find out what we can do to get to the Koch brothers. Why don't we just come out with a fucking electric car and say, fuck them? I'm hoping that was
right.
his idea.
And that's an interesting dichotomy there. A very interesting difference is that you have a guy like Elon Musk making the Tesla car that's super badass and driven by new technology. And these guys, these brothers, who in current day define themselves as industrialists, which you haven't heard since the fucking steam engine days.
Well, and,
so.
Right, and when you think of industrials, you know what I think of? And it's fucking true, and probably industrials is the right word for them. Disgusting fucking pipes belching black smoke and, like, people dying on the fucking floor of the factory
right.
being picked up by some dude and chucked in a fucking garbage can.
When I hear industrialist, when I hear one of these guys is an industrialist, I envision a guy with a wax mustache twisting the end of it and chuckling with his monocle, looking down on the floor of his, you know, factory where children are fucking putting together grommet, you know?
Where children are bicycling bikes to provide energy for me and you in our dream world.
Right. Private prison that he owns.
We're going to put the whole world to work, Rufus. We're going to fucking put everybody on a fucking exercise bike to create energy. And then we're going to harness
great.
It and sell it back to them at a small price, for a small profit.
You create the energy, and we'll sell it back to you at a reasonable price.
You create it, we will regulate it. That's just how it goes.
That's right. Whoa, I got to jot that
say
down.
You're
that's
sick. This
fine.
Is the deal. Say you're sick one day and you can't pedal your bike, but you need to charge your iPhone for the next day. We're going to sell you someone else's energy for that day.
Oh, clever. It's energy
well, no,
credit.
But we're going to take yours every day and just sell it back to you.
Sure.
So we're just keeping you safe. It's kind of like insurance. I call that insurance.
That is insurance. It's industrial insurance.
It is. It's blood, sweat insurance, blood electricity, good old blood electricity. Well,
we've
got 3 minutes left here. I've got to go pee so bad, dude, there's no way I can hold it till the VIP. Can
okay,
we spin
do it on
two?
Camera. Pee all over your face on camera. We'll make a history. Okay, spin a tune.
All right. I'm gonna. This is the right one to spin right now. I'm afraid it would have kicked us off before we got to take it into the VIP, and we surely don't want to have that to happen, do we, Rufus?
Oh, no, never.
Never. Never. So we're going to take it into the VIP now. Here's a little VIP music for you. trying to stop the music. There it goes. So anyways, Rufus, you know what? When's the last time we had like a real Democratic or a Republican president? I mean, every person that's been probably in the presidency since we've been alive has been like either a Republocrat or a Demopublican. I mean, no one really has a hard stance on anything, does it seem like?
No, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like the last – there's only two, like, presidents I can think of that are, like, really super badass and had beliefs and stood on them. Well, maybe there's more than that. But the two that come to mind are John Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln. But certainly in modern times, most presidents have just kind of been – they're like celebrities more than they are leaders, you know?
I would say that FDR was a guy that really stood on his principles and stuff. And I'm not just saying that because he couldn't stand on his own legs either. I mean, I really mean that.
No, that's one. That's why I made sure that I didn't say just two. There was another one I couldn't think of the name. But, yeah, FDR, for sure.
Especially it's so weird. I was reading stuff on FDR, right, because Bernie Sanders quotes FDR a lot. And you know what? That's a guy who fucking – took the United States out of a fucking, you know, out of a really bad time in its history after World War II and shit, and, you know, having the economy all fucked up. And his ideas, I mean, really it can be that basic. Put people fucking back to work. That's all you have to do. Want to save the economy? Put people back to work. Pay them enough so they can buy shit that's not made in China. You know, to me, it's like the Koch brothers are short-sighted by trying to keep the fucking middle class down. You know what I mean? Why not let them participate and make money off of them that way?
They should raise pay and cut taxes. Not only should they cut taxes, they should institute a fairly leveled percentage tax on everyone that only happens when you buy something. Nothing should be taken from your check. If you want to buy something expensive, you pay a proportionate tax. It's a sales tax.
A luxury tax.
And it's not even a luxury tax. Don't take money out of my check. Add 20% tax on whatever I buy. At that point, you're making money off of drug dealers and shit who pay cash only for things. I mean, there's so many criminals out there getting rich and not paying any taxes. But I tell you what, if you up the sales tax and get rid of income tax, then you're making money off of all those guys every time they fucking buy something.
Too easy, though. Too easy, Rufus. Not enough people scared about going to jail then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Then you don't have that hammer hanging over their fucking head.
Well, you know what I saw? I saw an interesting thing the other day. There was a news report about people who don't pay their taxes, right? And tax time's not even here, but I don't know why it's already up. But there was like 500 people who were employed by the IRS that have never paid taxes. And they work for the fucking IRS.
That's bold.
Isn't it? I mean, isn't that fucking crazy? And none of them have been put in jail or anything.
Is that like the equivalent of stealing pens from your office if you work the IRS and just not paying taxes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. You just don't have to pay your taxes. You know what? You could probably, honestly, dude, get into their fucking computer system and you know some algorithm or something that red flags people's tax returns, and you know if you fill out the boxes this certain way or put this here or whatever, that you're never going to fucking be flagged for an investigation.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous that something like a CPA or TurboTax, there should not be an industry of people that help you file your taxes. It should be so fucking simple and brainless that anybody could just – you don't need to hire a company to get a driver's license. You don't have to hire a company to get an ambulance to come pick you up.
Right.
I mean, it's fucking taxes, and the code is like that fucking thick. You have to hire professionals. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's all part of the fucking racket. That's part of the fucking racket, dude.
It is part of the racket.
Well, you
part
know
of the
what?
Racket
I...
is –
I've been audited.
They want you to fill it out wrong.
I've been audited a couple times, right? And it's not because I filled anything wrong. They just it was because Ameritrade didn't turn something into the government that they needed to. But But I said to the lady, they sent me a letter saying, blah, 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 I owe this much, right, unless I amend my tax return.
Sure.
So I amend my tax return, and I send it back, and they send me a letter back that was so cryptic, I didn't know what the fuck it meant. I was like, so do I have to pay more taxes now, or do I not pay the taxes? Because what it said was, the first letter I got said you owe like $60,000, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, that's not true. I think I would know if I owed $60,000. You know what? I think I have money coming back that I don't even get back, to be honest with you.
Like all of it.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I'll let it come out to zero. That's fucking great. Great. But anyway, so I get to that letter. Then I do all this work and send them another thing, and it's like 3 months goes by. And then they send me a letter saying nothing has changed on the previous return, right? Proceed as requested, or just proceed, or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Does that mean I owe them money now, or is everything good on the old tax return? So I had to call them up, which was like pulling fucking teeth. They'll call you back at 10 o'clock at night. You know, you can't ever get someone calling there. They have to call you back, which is, I think, their way of, like, fishing for a way to get in touch with you, you know, over the phone at any time of the day. So I'm talking to them. I'm like, well, I don't get it. You know, I'm like, so do I owe or don't? And she's like, oh, no, that's just, she's called it, like, IRS tax double talk. You know what I mean?
What?
She, like, something they deal with every fucking day. You know, these are just regular people who work at these call centers now. You know, and she's
sure.
like, oh, that's, no. She's like, of course they didn't want you to understand what the fuck it meant. You know what? I mean, she's like, that's the whole tax code is like that. I mean, try to read it sometime. I mean, try to fucking read it. You can't. You can't make heads or tails
you
of it.
You can't.
Not even.
That's why.
I mean, unless you, you know, unless you went to law school or something. I mean, it's, and you know what? This is the deal, is it's so fucking simple, Rufus, that if they would write it in English, you could do it yourself, because you don't think that these people at H&R Block aren't these fucking seasonal idiots that get paid, you know, $12 an hour to help you sit down and go through this computer program, because that's all they are.
Right.
You know, my buddy, he went to one of those tax places to, like, have his taxes done, and he just has a regular fucking job, right? And they charge him, like, $550 or something, or, like, half of his refund.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, dude, you could have taken 5 minutes and done it free on TurboTax. You know, it's like input here, input there. You're a single dude who rents an apartment and doesn't have a fucking car payment. I mean, how much fucking easier could it be to do your taxes?
Right, but even when things get more complicated than that, if you're a business owner or you do things on the side on contract, then even
right.
doing TurboTax becomes pretty fucking convoluted and ridiculously
yes,
just ridiculous. I mean, it shouldn't
just
be that fucking hard. It should be, you made this
the
much.
The problem is,
here's a percentage. That's what you owe, or this is what you get back. Boom.
The problem
four steps
is,
done.
When you're reading it, dude, the debits and credits part of it. Take debits and credits out and put positive or negative in, and you're fucking set up with easy math.
Right.
The word debit or credit is just like that fucking letter that they sent me. You know what I mean? It just,
yep.
you could easily interchange the fucking words and not understand which way is the right fucking way.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Bastards. Who wrote that? Some fucking guy sitting in a room of evil geniuses, obviously, working for the government.
Yep.
Probably Lex Luthor. Darth Vader. I bet Darth Vader fucking wrote that.
He's been Darth Vader. It's got to be a supervillain. The government is a supervillain, honestly.
You know what? They are a supervillain. And you know, I know we didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier, but that whole deal on the Area 51 crap, why do they have to rip that fucking family off? Why can't they just pay them?
Dude, oh my God. So this family owned this land.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with the story.
1870s, yeah.
Yeah.
And the government's like, well, no, it's a sensitive area. We're going to take it. They offered him $5.2 million. The family's like, well, no. They have people, the family has a family cemetery there with people buried
right.
there. And they're like, well, no, we don't want to sell. And so the government was like, well, fuck you. We're just going to take it. But how can they, what the fuck? What? At that point, I'm like, okay, NRA, I get what you're talking about. let's go fuck up the fucking government and blow some people's heads off. That right there is encroachment upon the rights of the citizens.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. When you, especially when you know that you that money's not worth anything, the government's money, they can get their hands on as much as they fucking want.
Especially Area 51. You know how much money is funneled into that shit that is not on record? Come on. You know, you can at least
right.
pay these
I mean,
people $10 million.
Yeah, you want to pay these people, just pay them whatever it takes to fucking get them to go away.
Right, and you know what? If they don't want to accept it, it's their fucking land, so end of story. The government should
right.
not be able to take somebody's fucking land, period.
Well, and the whole idea that they're trying to make it like it's nothing, when obviously it's something, because they want the fucking land so bad, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, Area 51, this is a secure, you know, top secret area. I get why they want it, but still, so fucking what, you know? If you've owned that land since the 1800s, it's your fucking land. It's just insane.
Right.
The government
no doubt about
be like,
it.
Well, no, pack your bags and get the fuck off. Then why can't
I'm
they
sure
do that with
the...
your house or my house or, you know,
they can.
They can, absolutely. If they can...
Dude, where I live in
Milford,
Indiana, they try to do it to my dad's office, his office building,
really?
In his parking lot, because on both sides of my dad's office was the parking lots were they were parking lots and they were owned by a bank, right? Like the biggest bank in downtown, and my dad's building still does. My dad's building sits right in between these two parking lots that they want to turn into just one big parking lot, and the city at one point was going to buy. Or was going to do a eminent domain on my dad's building, right, and give him like $60,000 for it, which is nothing. They had it like super lowball fucking bullshit.
Ridiculous.
Appraisal on it. And they were going to trade it to the bank, right, so the bank could do something with it, and they were going to get a little piece of property for the bank. It was total scuzzball backyard fucking deal, right?
Oh,
and
sure.
My dad, the city was planning this, and we went to a commission, and my dad... I was asked my dad if he was freaked out for like weeks. He's like, I'm not worried about it. And I'm like, what the fuck? So he goes, the thing is like, you guys can't do that. It's illegal. He's like, you guys have all these people, all this manpower put together trying to take my property from me to trade in a thing that's not, you're not even doing it right. You know what I mean? He's like, you've been trying to fuck me over and it's just not even, it's not even plausible. You know, you can't take a piece of property and trade it to a private individual. The government has to hold on to the fucking property.
Wow.
You know, and they're like, they didn't even know. He's like, really, it was in the paper and stuff. And he's like, they can't do it. He's like, it's so rudimentary in the law of eminent domain, they can't even see their nose, you know, for their face or whatever. Cut off your nose. I don't know, whatever one of those things is. But that's how fucked up government is, even on a small scale level.
Well, the whole idea of eminent domain is fucking ridiculous. Unless... I mean, maybe in wartime, if your property is strategic to shoot down planes coming, there's no fucking reason
or
the government, period, should be able to take your fucking land.
Railroad. They do a lot for, like, railroads and airports and shit like that, which is fair. They try to give people a fair amount of money. They never do. You know what I mean?
Well, that's cool. I mean, to offer to buy it, that's one thing. But if it's my property and I say no, then
right.
end of story, done, you move your fucking airport. That's it. You know?
Well, you know, and I watched this thing on Dateline, not Dateline, like Nova or something, but a lot of times people who get that deal take it because they always are building, like, expanding airports in the worst parts of town because no one wants to be near the airport anyway. So sometimes they're offering people a chance to, like, get out of the shitty area next to the railroad tracks or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'd take it in a heartbeat if somebody was like, we'll give you a so-and-so amount, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take it.
Right, if they came to you, you got your little spread there, I'd see, but you don't want to leave it. But if they were
right,
like, we'll give you five times what you paid for it.
If I said, no, I'm comfortable here, I like the sunsets over that hill, and I like my pond, then tough
they
shit.
Would kill you.
You're out of luck. You know, move your
no,
fucking airport.
Kill you.
Well, they
I would love
take
to
my
shit.
Land.
You're sitting in the middle of the runway 5 at the airport. Or you're just your little 2 acres surrounded by a parking lot, a giant fucking parking lot.
I'd do it, too. Fuck those bitches.
That would be so funny if they would do that. And they do, they just call them trailer parks.
They, oh my God, I just saw a couple of weeks ago that apparently in Japan or some other place, they have a similar situation where the city or the government can come in and be like, we need you to sell your house so we can build a parking lot or whatever here. And if the person says no, they just build the parking lot around the house. And there was pictures
right.
of like parking lots.
I've seen that.
Quaint little houses right in the middle. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost
it
awesome. That right there is fucking, that's honor. You know what I mean? Because at some point I'm sure
it
Bank
is.
Of Tokyo is like, we'll give you $5 million for your fucking 0.3 acres in downtown so we could build 50 stories up on it.
Right. And the guy's like, no, my whole family lived here for all my fucking life. You're not getting it, bitch.
See, but in the end of that one, in the Japan one, the guy breaks out his fucking samurai sword and cuts the fucking banker's head off, and it's noble. That would never happen in America.
It's noble and respected, and he gets his face
right.
on an item of currency.
Right. They do. Ironically, yes, they open up a branch out of his little house to commemorate him.
Yeah, the same bank that he killed the CEO of opens up a branch
right.
in his honor. Because
right,
he was
exactly.
so bold.
Because it was so honorable to behead him for trying to take the family's home. And his daughter.
Well, of course.
Can't you blame him, though?
Oh, with
can you blame
Asian chick hot.
I know. What is the deal with that? Why is so hot?
I don't
hot?
Know, dude.
What is it?
I don't know, man. I don't get it.
I went to the
damn.
Chinese restaurant here, and I was like, I'll just leave everything.
We have a Chinese
that,
restaurant
I meant
here.
My bowels in the bathroom.
Yeah, we have a Chinese restaurant here, oddly enough. Well, that's odd enough by itself, because we're a small Arkansas town. But yeah, even the one Asian chick there is just like smoking. I'm like, what?
I didn't want to
is
tell
it
you this.
Genetic that's, advantage? What is?
That's why I decided to work out today, because I'm planning to going to this Chinese restaurant a lot more now that this chick's working there. So I decided to work
is
out
that,
today.
Right?
No, I'm too lazy to cheat, unfortunately.
It
I really
would be
can't
a lot
see
of
myself
work.
Getting
I've thought about it, dude. But what a fucking headache it would be. I mean, it's crossed my mind just for fun. But like, I'm like, fuck it. I want to deal with all the stress.
Like, have girlfriends, right? Or you know, usually they end up getting divorced after like 6 or 8 months because someone always finds out. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But
sure.
And it's just so much work, man. It's all these guys we're talking about, you know? Like, this chick here,
right.
that's some chick
right.
over here. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. It sounds like more of a head. Go jack off one night a week, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Fucking
that's
know thy body.
For.
Know thy body.
Know thy body. Know it well.
Know it well, right. I could get myself off faster than any fucking chick in the world.
Oh,
it's like
absolutely.
You got to train every time.
I could snap my fingers and then have to wipe my face off.
Oh, my God. The idea that you're shooting yourself in the face is probably, that's probably how the bubonic plague started.
The sexy plague.
Now, isn't that the fun? I think that's like the fourth commandment. Thou shalt not shoot in thine own face.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's why God smited Sodom.
I like it better. Thine shall not shoot in the face of thine bandmate or thy superpower co-founder.
Right.
That's the first commandment.
The first one. That's the most important one.
Right. All the ones I come up with are the first one. There's always like one better commandment. That's like the million wish thing. You know, if you could wish for anything, just win. What would you wish for? I mean, there's always the classic wish anything. It's like wish for the power to reverse a wish or wish for a million more wishes. Or what does your wishing history tell you?
My wishing history, I wish I could fly like Superman, But then there's other wishes that go along with that. I mean, if I could fly like Superman in my current body,
right.
I would be pelted by insects and birds and probably die
miserable.
Quite fast. So then you have to
so
wish, well...
Miserable. You would die.
Yeah. Then you have to wish for an impervious body.
You couldn't even land once.
You'd break your fucking ankles.
You break your neck, you just go rolling.
You crumple. You crumple. So you
would,
can't wish
it would break
just
your body.
Fly.
You would be
it
a proverbial
would.
Meat sack.
You would be a meat sack. You'd be a meat sack with bone pie. So yeah,
okay.
You can't just wish
now,
to be able to fly.
Now you're wishing to fly thing is shot. Now what? Come up with another wish that wouldn't be a pain in the ass.
You know, I wish I was rich, and I've thought about this, actually. I was like, I don't play the lottery, but...
there's one or two bucks. I don't need a scratch-off.
I don't have any reason for that. I just don't. It doesn't cross my mind. But it did cross my mind the other day, and I was like, well, what would I do if I won, like, the Mega Millions? And I know that I would have to move because I live in a small, poor-ass Arkansas town, and they make it public when you win. And I know that our house would be descended upon by meth heads and disabled people, which is pretty much all this town
this
has.
This lady, you know, close
begging
to where
for
I
money.
Live now,
I would just have to move.
Some lady won the $380 million a couple weeks ago, just like 20 miles from where I'm sitting right now. And
really?
She didn't come forward for a few days. Then she comes forward and gets her fucking name on the front page of the paper and the news and shit. You'd have to go into hiding. You know what I mean?
You would.
They're like, I can't believe they even make you publish your name. That's rude.
I can see how that could ruin your entire fucking life, happening instantly. You
it
know,
does.
If you're founding a company and it happens gradually and people see your success, that's one thing. But if you go from nothing to $380 million,
dude,
your life is totally
fucked. Have you ever seen that show, The Lottery's Ruined My Life?
Yeah. I have, and I believe
it. There's enough on there to have, like, a whole fucking show series on how the lottery ruins people's fucking lives after they win the money.
That's why I don't think, is it mandatory that you have to go public with your name? Because that'd be just like, give me the money.
Sign the ticket. When you sign the ticket, right on the ticket, dude, they reserve the right to use your name and your face for any fucking... I mean, think about it. They want you to be the guy next door. I don't know why
that's
big
true.
Corporations, because it is a possibility to buy every combination of numbers, right, for a certain amount of money. So you'd think when the prize money, well, I guess it's the taxes that fuck it up, because when the prize money gets high, say you spend $50 million to buy every combination of tickets, you're going to win that money back, surely. But, I mean,
somebody's
I guess
done it.
Right, but it didn't pay out like they thought. It like the payout was totally measly because the wild card is you don't know how many other people are going to match that ticket too. So three
that's
other
true.
People match that ticket, you've lost a shitload of money.
I don't know. I still like to win the lottery though, but I would move. I'd just be like, fuck everybody, I'm out.
And I bought a mega.
Change my name.
I'm already like that kind of.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's my default setting. Fuck everybody, I'm out. Yeah.
Right. Now, I would like to win the lottery, too. Obviously, that's why I do. But you know what? I've resigned myself to give 10% to the Humane Society.
I would probably donate a lot myself to the Humane Society and other places. I don't
and
need
then,
a lot, dude. I just want peace of mind is what I want. Just not to have to worry about shit. I don't need a fancy-ass
no,
car.
It's ridiculous. You know, and that's the deal, Rufus. It is almost like it's such a conspiracy against the fucking regular guy. Because you're not allowed to fucking sit and enjoy yourself for one night, dude. You got to worry about fucking paying those bills and all that fucking shit. I mean, they want you to spend your whole life doing nothing but that.
The world is a fucked up place, and I think it's fucked up on purpose. In a lot of ways.
I think, you know.
Because it's hard to pin down who the puppet masters are, but there's a way
it's human nature. That's why humans are the fleas of the earth, dude. And I think that global warming is probably the earth's way of pretty much giving itself a pesticide bath.
I don't know, man. I think human nature is more docile.
Years.
I think human nature is more docile. I mean, look at Native Americans. They weren't capitalists that fucked up the fucking planet. And it was Mother Earth and respect and all that shit. I think it's,
I know.
I don't know, there's something sinister that's taken grip. I don't know what it is.
It's,
but
it's gay Europeans.
Gay Europeans?
Yes. Don't you think so? I mean, that's where all the fucking weirdness in the world comes from, like the late Middle Ages and the 16th and 1700s, where people just got super rich and fucking weird. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it just got, I mean, went to an entitlement class.
It is.
Where
it's hedonism.
Your way of thinking is so fucking twisted because you don't really know reality.
No, people are out of touch with what it takes to really appreciate or gain anything. Everything's just like sort of handed over. And you know, people are just disgusting slugs, man.
Right, and they just get weird. Like that dude, that Hearst guy, right? That killed his ex-wife, or killed his wife, then killed like his neighbor, and he was living in New Orleans.
All right.
And he's just like, super rich and so fucking weird that in his brain it was okay for him to fucking kill people because he thought he's fucking entitled to.
Sure, why not?
Right.
I got money.
He's
the
guy
that's powerful.
Share. He got off one time. I think he got off both times.
I think so. And of course he did because he could buy the system.
Oh, but
right?
You know what happened? That HBO show busted him. He signed up for this HBO show so they could follow him, and he was like the proverbial fucking escapee doing donuts in the parking lot because he was like
really?
Giving these interviews to these HBO guys, and these HBO guys stumbled across a piece of evidence that fucking nailed him to the wall, right?
Really? I did
as
not
like
know
a
that.
Fluke. Yes. This one guy said, look at the handwriting on this note, and there was two words that were spelled wrong, right? From this
uh-huh.
thing from like 20 years before, and the guy was still fucking spelling them wrong, and they matched it up perfectly
oh.
to handwriting. Yes, was the all.
I do remember that.
And they confronted
yeah.
him with it. And they left the room and they left his mic on accidentally, and he fucking admitted. He's like, "What did you do? Now they know. Now they know, you stupid idiot." Like talking to himself, like Jordy kind of reminded me of Jordy, the lunkhead.
Yep, Jordy Lunkhead.
Yeah, and so they ended up fucking arresting the guy. I don't know what's going to come of it. I mean, I'm sure he'll get off on something. But his story was that his neighbor guy wanted him to kill him.
Oh, yeah, that's really convincing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the worst detective work that you've ever fucking seen, though, too. You're just, how could these cops not fucking figure this out? Small town. That's how they get away with it. You fucking trick the small town cops.
Yep. They're not used to that shit. You know, they're busting people,
yeah.
robbing the 7-Eleven and stuff.
Right. And they're not fucking calling out. There's no like CSI headquarters where they fucking
yeah,
throw up a bunch
exactly.
of fucking shit on the wall on some transparent screen. Fuck, they're lucky if they got a digital camera. I see them out like doing Polaroids. Taking Polaroids of the crime scene.
Sure. They've hired an intern to just draw shit on the scene.
Oh, yeah. They had a still life guy, or the still life class from the local elementary school is drawing the crime scene. Tell me there's not a fucking skit there. That's the new Mayberry.
All right, I got to run, dude, because my bladder is about to burst up into my mouth, and I'll have to bite it.
All right, Ruben.
Teeth come out.
Always a pleasure. Hey, unrelated note, I'm getting the labels for the Bud Buddy kits Thursday. So I'm going to put
cool.
some together, some photography. I'm also buying a labeling machine. You know what? I just need to call you. We're not going to bore in here. You know what? I'm going to type you an email, and you can respond to me. How's that?
Beautiful.
I love emails. Work-wise. Oh, and it's our pod. Can you say it for me a couple times, dude?
Arpid?
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Arpod. Say Arpod. Not Arpod.
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 I
didn't even listen to those. I just forwarded them to Numbnuts. I figure there'll be a couple changes, I'm sure.
That's like the voiceover version of somebody telling you, a graphic designer, it needs more pop.
Drop shadow. Yes, it needs more pop. It needs more pod. I was he joking when he sent you that email or not, though, do you think?
To send him the recordings directly?
No, and the first thing in the email it said, it's our pod. It's just like that, our pod.
No, I think it was dead serious.
What? I mean, how did that even fucking make any sense?
It made no sense. It made no fucking sense.
His whole sense sounded drunk. Like that whole email, I was like, are you fucking drunk?
He wanted me to send him the recordings before you. And I told him, I'll send him over when I go. I sent them both to both of you at the same time.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Because, like, whatever changes he has, I hope he doesn't change the whole fucking thing. But I figure if he's just changing a phrase here or there, you can still work with the recording you have to get the timing right with the video. And then I can
punch the video guy's
later.
Not even back.
Don't tell Benjamin that.
I just don't want to have to see you do it 50 fucking times. So I think it makes sense for him to hear it and go, oh, fuck, I fucked this up. Or he needs to say that at least one time.
No, yeah, absolutely. I don't disagree with
now,
you.
Now, I don't know. Do you feel like this is a good deal, you doing that? And, I mean, I could probably get a lot more of this fucking work, honestly, if we really wanted to be – if it wanted to be a pain in the ass.
It's easy for me. I mean,
but do you feel like you're being justly compensated? I don't want to be fucking ripping you off. You know what I mean?
No,
I really have no idea what that shit pays. But if I looked and it was like the thing from the IRS, it didn't make any sense to me. It was like – $250 a page or $250 a. I mean, it was hard to fucking understand what was going on.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no going rate at all. You got to work it out with the client. Yeah, I don't mind doing it. Trust me. The scripts are fucking weird. Man, that one about the construction, I was just like, what?
I know. And I told him that before. I'm like, you have to understand. We know about shit like this because we work in the RV industry. Your average person doesn't know anything about what it fucking goes in to construct an RV or how to say fifth wheel because obviously we're all retarded.
The only thing I knew from that script that made sense to me, I mean, I understand what aluminum is. I don't give a fuck what it means in terms of construction, was a PEX plumbing because we had all of our plumbing replaced with PEX.
Right.
So I know what that is. But like the whole aluminum, well, I don't unless you're going to show me a diagram showing me that aluminum is stronger than this or that, I don't really give a fuck about aluminum. Just does it look nice and am I comfortable in it?
I was really hoping that you were saying aluminium. Tell me you were saying
I
aluminium.
And I should say with a British accent,
awesome.
Aluminium.
How
we
awesome
have the best
that.
Aluminium.
You would have done the whole fucking voiceover saying aluminium, I would have given you $100 out of my own pocket just to fucking see the look on his face.
Dude, I've done that before.
I would
with
get
clients.
Like this email of his whole world fucking collapsing on itself.
I've done that before with clients, even new clients, that have like a short script. That if I have a short script, I'll do it like three times differently
right.
So they have options to choose from. And then for fun, sometimes I'll do a fourth one. It's just totally like a weird accent and obviously fucking stupid. And a lot of times I get an email back that they like it. So
that's the one they go with. I think you told me that. It was
that
big PEX place?
That only happened once. But
right.
Yeah, I've done it before.
What was it for? I can't remember.
It was a mobile app where you can
that's right.
Stick your face on somebody writing
a poem. On your voiceover thing. I listened to that on your voiceover website.
AffordaVoice. Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
No,
but check him out at affordavoice.com. That's a clever website, sir, I must say. Got you this gig with my guys. They listen to you on there.
Cool. Yeah, I
found you there.
You found
me
there.
All right, I'll let you be now. I think you've suffered enough. I can see you squirming. You shall go now. You have humored me long enough with your squirming from having to pee.
Okay.
That
Thank
was
you,
the raw
sir.
Smile in me coming out. Literally.
Okay.
All right, Rufus, I will send you an email about business stuff. Talk to you soon.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to hit
gonna
the show and
there you
yes,
go. That's what I want to hear.
Thanks for listening. See you Thursday.
Thanks for listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.